This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about how God is our rock and our refuge. In recent days, my heart has been aching for my fellow citizens who've had to endure some of the most catastrophic storms in our country's history. I was listening to a lady give an account of how Hurricane Irma slammed into the island of Anguilla. And she explained how so many of their tallest buildings had been leveled and many of their schools were demolished and their major hospital and police station were also demolished. And then I heard the crackling in her voice when she talked about the one church that most of the people on the island attended. It was built in the 1800s, and it too was destroyed. And I was reminded of how the Israelites would travel to the temple in Jerusalem to be in the Lord's presence. And sometimes they would travel great distances to worship God in this temple. But in the New Testament, we discover that we no longer encounter God by traveling to a temple to dwell in His presence. We learn the good news, and that is that He doesn't dwell in buildings per se, but that He dwells within us through the presence of His Spirit. So let us remember that despite the loss of physical buildings, He is still our rock and our refuge, and He is as close as our next breath. So let us cling to these words. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge. Psalm 144:2. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remember who your real rock is.